is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Grand Bahama News, Marco's Pizza, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and Ross Electric Motors.
The Foundation.
This is my song, and no one can take it away. It's been so long, but now you're here, here to stay. And I wonder if you know what it means to find your dreams come true. And I wonder if you know what it means, what it means. And I wonder if you know what it means, what it means. And I wonder if you know what it means to find your dreams. And I wonder,
I've been waiting all this my whole life, life.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this absolutely gorgeous Wednesday. It's a hump day, we live and in full effect, and we're doing this thing today. So happy to be in your company, ladies and gentlemen. It is a beautiful day. I want you to be a part of the conversation today. Make sure you give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of violence, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-47-96. We are live and in full effect on this beautiful day. We won't be able to get in a few things today. Make sure you give me a call today and participate in the panel discussion. Again, this is going to be your panel discussion, so you can be able to put a few things on the table. Before we get out of here, in the space of decency and order, I want to be able to announce a few things to you. Before we get into that, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. Wednesday, September 20th. I feel like someone's birthday is today. I mean, obviously, someone's birthday is today. But I feel like I know someone who's celebrating a birthday today. I'm not sure. Didn't go through my Facebook page today. But if you're celebrating a birthday out there, happy birthday. Birthday. Happy birthday to you guys. And I just pray that the Father continues to be able to expand your territory and you move from glory to glory into that space that you've been called to in this life with the time that you have. I think that's important that we understand with the time that you have. We got to be able to put punctuate it with that, with the time that you have. Because you ain't got more time than the time you got, baby. So do what you have to do with passion, with determination, with focus, and find the fulfillment not in self-grandizing in this kind of a perpetual, I am, aren't I good? No. With a very clear understanding that you're fulfilling your purpose. Happy birthday, you guys. Celebrate your birthday. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. Stadium getting $10 million overhaul. Can we touch this today? Can we touch this today? You know, Grammy said you never look a gift horse in the face. But also, you know, when people give you a gift, you make sure to take care of it. You understand? Take care of it. The least you could do is maintain it. We in this country are absolutely horrible at maintenance. Horrible. Every government building continues to be able to deteriorate, fall down around us, mold and mildew. You can't breathe when you go inside there. Hi, welcome. You can't even breathe. I'm sure asbestos feel like somewhere around. It's too much. We have to learn to maintain in decency and order. We shouldn't have to continue to be able to pull down buildings to build a new one if we do the proper maintenance. And that's an opportunity for people to get jobs. We can talk like this today. The sports minister says that that's just the beginning of what is needed. I agree with him. Opposition alleges that the government in a cash crunch. We're going to see. Former officer from the viral video placed on leave. This is absolutely banana. Miller, LaToya Miller, new financial controller of Guardian Media. Did we talk about this yesterday? Listen to me. Didn't we talk about this yesterday? We had this kind of a conversation that says it's important that you identify the talent that has been toiling away, chipping away with determination, with passion, with focus, not with an identified incentive in mind, but knowing that this I do unto the Lord. Talk to me. I do this work like I do it for God. Not that I'm doing it for man, because you will never find fulfillment and pleasure if you continue to work for another man to say, boy, you did well, hey, my God, let me slap you on your back. You'll never get nowhere. But now we see that the Guardian Media Group is being able to identify those persons who've been toiling away and being able to be diligent, studious, and applying themselves to their craft, their work, and really being able to shine. We're seeing them promoted significantly within Guardian. And like I said yesterday, you guys got to be able to take a little page out of this thing. Take a little, understand, see exactly what's going on. Miller, the new financial controller at the Guardian Media Group, we say congratulations to LaToya Miller. She is always poised with passion, and she knows her job very, very well. Congratulations to her. Congratulations to all those persons who continue to climb, and congratulations to the Guardian Media Group for being able to identify the talent within and allowing it to be able to go up. You guys are doing a wonderful job. Continue to do so. It says, landlord from the Bazaar incident died from a cardiac arrest. This is heavy. Remember the incident we were talking about the other day, which was peculiar to so many persons around the country? About the fact that the reports indicate that they heard a glass break, and when they went around the next side, the fellow was outside. No one explained to me how he got through those their wires yet. I mean, the gate was there, the little thing that's well up on the. No one explained this to me. No one. They took pictures of the window. I'm still baffled. This is the window pane thing. No one explained these things to me. No one. But we understand that he died from cardiac arrest, right? So we just continue to be able to pray for those families that are dealing and sort of grappling with these particular things. It's a beautiful day, guys. I want you to be able to go out there. I got a couple things I want to read for you. Make sure you go check my guys out over at AFS Agents and Brokers. AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers on number 407 Blue Hill Road South. Right is going to be east of Super Value, right there in the plaza and the Golden Gate Plaza. You'll be able to see the orange building. Go in there, ask for my guy, Etheric Bow. He'd be more than happy to assist you with getting your insurance prepared as we now spill into the month of October. If you're going to be celebrating your birthday in October, you know you got to pay your insurance and got to deal with some stuff. Make sure you do so in decency and in order and get those things taken care of. And we got two more days to be able to read this for you. And I'm hoping that you got your mindset and your mind together with a very clear understanding of what you need to do. Calling all junior and senior high school students, you could win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, what does going digital mean to you? For junior high students, your word limit is going to be 1,000 words. For senior high student, your limit is going to be 1,500 words. Just enter. To enter the competition, just send an email with your name, school, grade, and your grade level, all your parents' contact to alpha@platoalpha.com by September 22nd, which is Friday, this Friday. Today's the 20th. So by September 22nd, and then we're going to be able to announce that next week, Friday, on the 29th, right here on Guardian Radio. We're partnering with Plato Alpha Essay Competition and being able to do that right here. It's exciting to be able to do that. Now, Aaron has done a great deed in terms of providing us an opportunity to be able to see the road to CONCACAF. And it is the Gold Cup Women's Football. It's going to be Bahamas versus Grenada. I got three children's tickets. Three children's tickets. All right? Three. Text me if you want these particular things. If you are an enthusiast, you always want to be able to participate. Your kids are kind of excited about it, and they want to be able to see exactly what you want your daughter to be able to get up and start doing something. She's just been laying down and playing on her phone for the longest time, and you wanted to see and be inspired by a few things. Please, please, hit me up, 422-4796. Howard, send me one of those tickets, please. 422-4796. It's for this evening, 7 p.m. this evening, at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. You can be able to get, I got three tickets here. If you text me, we ain't got to go through all the trivia, how much thread in the soccer ball, and I ain't got to go through that. Give me a text, Howard, send me one of those tickets, please. I'd be more than happy to do that for you, and then we'll leave it downstairs for you. So it's going to be the road to CONCACAF, Women's Gold Cup Women's Football, Bahamas versus Grenada tonight. Children are going to be under 13, September 20th, 2023, at 7 p.m. The tickets are available. And if you don't get to win one of these tickets, if you're passing by, if you don't want to go in the traffic this evening, and you want to be able to kind of check this out, make sure the tickets are only $5. You can be able to get it at the door at the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. They'd be more than happy to assist you. I got some good news for you guys. I have been feverishly trying to identify an established voice within political organizations to come and sit with me, right? I have relentlessly been after the government of the day, right? And trying to be able to get them to sit with me. You know, they're busy. But more specifically, I really want to speak with Fred Mitchell. I mean, there's no two ways about this. He sits with several positions. He's a member of parliament. He's a cabinet minister. He's the chairman of the organization. I think that embodies all aspects of administration and politics that he can be able to speak to with clarity and give us a great conversation. So I've been trying to get him. I will get him. I don't know when. Now, because I know his time and whatnot, but I'm hoping that we can do this before the new legislative agenda comes for the House of Assembly on October 4th when you open up the House of Assembly and do that thing there. I'm hoping that we can get him before then. I am. So he and I have been in conversations and being able to do those things. I've also sort of reached out to a few other persons within this government to see whether or not we can be able to sit and have a good conversations. But I don't know whether or not it goes back to the principle of what the fella said yesterday. When you're in the choir, you got to be able to sing the same note. Sir, if you can't hold a note, you shouldn't be in the choir. Talk to me. You should wash the robes. Come on. You got to find something else to do. You can't sing, Bella. What you in here for? Everyone should be. I don't care whether you're the tenor, the alto, soprano. It don't matter. You should be able to hold your own note. And so to the point where the gentleman called yesterday to talk about, you know, Sabbath Dazi yesterday, great conversation. I had a good time with her. To talk about whether or not this particular person, whoever the person was, if they could hold their own note and sing with Thus Saith the Choir, if they can't do that, you should not invite them to ascend to this position. I can't get over you, man. You'll need to stop. Let's be very clear about this. So I've been looking for persons to be able to speak with clarity and strength, with passion, that can be able to convey to me what this New Day agenda is all about. I believe that Fred Mitchell embodies the entire thing, and I'd love to have a conversation with him. Now, y'all can fight me. Howard, Fred, don't take no telephone call. That don't matter. Send your text to Howard. Y'all see, I'll just be worried about the wrong things. Send your text to Howard. I can put it on the table. Now, y'all just fight me because you want me to fight the guests. The gentleman called me when I sat down with Her Excellency Dai Qingli, ambassador to China. I didn't speak with Her Excellency Dai Qingli as an individual. She represents a body of people. I didn't call a woman and ask her, hey, somebody squatting up. You wilding out, sir. We just got to use decorum and understand certain environments when we approach these things. Don't fight me. Let me host the thing. We can have a good conversation. But long story short, next week, Tuesday, God spare our lives, we're going to be sitting down and talking with Dr. Dwayne Sands. The thing's going to be bananas. I'm excited about it. I'm excited. I feel like he got a little pork chops now. I just saw him on the radio. He got a little too pork. You know, the sideburns. But is he doing a lot? He gave me a whole that 70s vibe. I'm excited about it. I feel like we can have a very good conversation. I look forward to it. We're going to be able to chop it down. We can talk politics. We can talk about the progression and idea that exists within his political organization and what should happen. How do you convey this reform within your organization, if it exists, to the wider public and make those particular things happen? Guys, like I said, the lines are wide open. If you want to be a part of the conversation, please do so. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300, 5720 or 422-4796. Lines are lit up. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yes, a pleasant good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I am good. You have me cracking up, man.
You cracking up?
You said if they think should be in the choir.
No, you shouldn't be in the choir.
I said, listen, the church may be small, so let the person come in and sing alone.
Well, don't listen to me. You need to keep, don't invite me to your church, okay? Don't invite me to your church, because when I sit in your congregation, if you hit a wrong note, I can squeeze my wife tie. I said, Jesus, these people can't sing in here. And that's where we is.
Anyhow, I call in to find out. You said you were giving us some tickets to the
yes. Let me write your name on one of these tickets.
Okay.
Which one? Give me your full name. Let me put it on the ticket.
My name is Sybil James. J-A-M-E-S.
Okay, Mr. James. I got you straight, okay? You could come right here, pick it up at the desk downstairs. The reception will have it for you, Miss James.
Thank you. But anyone who want to volunteer for the choir, maybe they should take some voice training, okay?
But you know what? I really believe maybe the choir conductor can't sing himself, so he don't even know how the note's supposed to sound. It's too much. It's heavy. Thank you so much, eh? Guys, if you want to be a part of that, make sure Miss James got her ticket. Give me a call. Get your ticket right here. It's for the thing this evening. Football, Bahamas versus Grenada. Make sure you do that, all right? So one ticket gone. We got two tickets left. If you want to be able to be a part of that, make sure you do so. Give me next telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Nothing? All right. Guys, the lines are wide open if you want to be able to do that. Let's just shoot straight with this, man. In the papers today, you can be able to pick up something, and I thought it was peculiar. China gave us this big, beautiful gift, right? It was a big gift, and I was indifferent about it, you know, years ago when we got the thing. We got it, I looked at it, and I scrutinized it from left to right. Because the scrutiny came amidst the chatter that exists in the region about what China's objectives were. When we had Her Excellency here, the ambassador for China, being able to speak to us, she spoke specifically, because I asked her a question, about the Belt and Road Project. The Belt and Road Project is not just extended to the Bahamas, it's throughout the Caribbean. We see that they just built a road in Jamaica. They've been doing some stuff. But there has been significant chatter about China's objectives and being able to provide you this glorious loan to be able to do all the infrastructural developments and hope that you won't be able to pay to be able to acquire your land. So I had to ask him, what about this kind of a concept and idea that's coming out there with people saying that you're going to destabilize the economy? And then she said something that was consistent with what I understood. We have been fed a steady diet. And I know this because, you know, it's familiar language. We have been fed a steady diet of misinformation, sort of mistruths, this kind of an idea of the boogeyman from the East, right? You know, I put them together. I put it like that. She didn't say this verbatim. But China has an objective of being able to be good neighbors. Then she started to talk about the interest rates associated with what the IMF and the World Bank requires in comparison to what China requires. That's just bananas. And if you look at it, if our position, if I'm looking at my family and I have a determination to be able to get a loan and you have 9% interest rates and somebody gets 0.76% interest rates, and they give me a good course, give me a good opportunity, so forth and so on, I got to do what's best for my family. It doesn't matter what anyone says, how I don't do business. I have to be able to deduce whether or not this makes sense for me and my family. And I don't think we have the autonomy and the sovereignty. I think we've rejected and sort of turned a blind eye to the sovereignty that exists within the confines of the Bahamas when it comes to being able to make a determination who we do business with. There's always this fear that, oh, if we do business with these guys, then these guys are going to pull out. Do we get any business from them? Let's have a clearer conversation about that. Our proximity affords us opportunities that people naturally was going to come here know-how. Anyhow, they come in here for our sun, sand, and sea. We sold that for years. That's a part of the branding of who we are. So that staple to the minds of middle America and all those persons who want to get away from the 14-hour workdays, 16-hour workdays, and just be able to bask in the glory of the sun as close as they can, they come into the Bahamas. Other than that, what relationships? Talk to me about treaties. Talk to me about trade. Talk to me about these things that don't necessarily impact because there's more export. Y'all spend more money with Walmart them than import as it relates to business opportunities and forging the type of relationships to be able to sustain our communities. So I'm going to talk like that. Next telephone call on the line. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
I'm fantastic, man. What's happening?
Everything's fantastic. When you were talking just now, something pricked me. And it's throughout, basically, throughout all black countries, Africa and the Caribbean. If certain people will stop raping us and plundering us and taking all of our natural resources, if our government would stop giving away our natural resources, we wouldn't need nobody to come in and build nothing for us, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You ever thought about that? We don't need nobody to come in and build nothing for us.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Okay, Africa right now, and I'm not nothing against the Chinese. I honestly truly don't. But if you see what the Chinese is doing in Africa, it'll blow your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't need to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Africa's the richest continent in the world. And the whole Africa is basically run by black individuals. We don't own the diamond mines. We don't own the oil fields. We don't own the ruby mines. We don't own nothing. Somebody else owns them. So have you ever thought about that? Why is it that somebody got to come in and build us a stadium? Why does somebody got to come in and build us a lend us money to build roads? Have you ever thought about these things?
Hmm. Well, the thought that I have that comes immediately to my mind is that we don't see the necessity in those things. I told you, we talked about this the other day. It's an oxymoron to believe that you could hold on to patriotism and poverty at the same time. If you're trying to survive in a poor place, everything else is out the window. We, in this country, not necessarily are poor, quote unquote, but we've been living on this survival mindset, even in our language, every day. Charlie, right here trying to make it. That is the survival mode that we've in. These same mindset we allow to step into our parliament. And when they negotiate out of a state and position of desperation. They don't even understand the value that exists for the most part. This is my belief.
Okay, I'm going to let you on this one. Okay, we selling sun, sun, and sea, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we've been selling for years, right?
For years.
Okay, who owns the sun, sun, and sea? We don't.
No.
Anyway, talk to you later, buddy.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. The fellas just build that. Listen, we have not diversified our product from the inception. Great product, great concept, great idea, great approach, great pitch, branding, everything. Our proximity, geographic location has afforded us opportunities to do a great deal of things. But no one cares about sun, sand, and sea anymore. Can I say that? Is it okay? Are you indifferent about that? You want to fight? Sun, sand, and sea can be generically created in any space. Dubai did it. Unless and until we identify an element, diversify our product that we're giving to the world and add an authentic element of an attraction, there has to be an undoubtable, unforgettable experience that we sell. And that's been inconsistent. We do not sell an experience. The reason why Atlantis does so well, it sells an experience, an idea. We, as the Bahamas brand, I'm not talking about Atlantis that exists here, that already then that separated itself from the brand of the Bahamas. It's Paradise Island. It's not even the Bahamas. It's Paradise Island, which just happened to be in the Bahamas. They separated their brand entirely. We have to have a stronger brand and do something about it. Let me take this next telephone call before I go to a break. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. No, let me take a break, ladies and gentlemen. The lines are wide open if you want to be a part of the conversation. I see Sparky texting me and say, he on the line. Sparky, I know this you the second time I come to this line. And you answer, I guess he can't hear me. You think he can hear me? The phone's good? Yeah, I can hear everybody else. So when we come back, we can try to be able to do that, Sparky. Forgive me. I see your text coming through. We can be able to get these things good. Guys, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. Quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them 242-356-0249.
Too many debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 352-6676.
You've tried everything. ASUS, with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bs.
Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. Beautiful day, Wednesday, little wet Wednesday. But we're here, we're still here, live and in full effect. We're chopping it down. The lines are wide open. If you want to be able to participate, you just got a text. Says, Howard, something's wrong with the with the show's feed. So they can't hear the show. So my producer's going to check that out. Text me back. Let me know if you can hear it. He's checking that out to make sure everything is good. Guys, the lines are open, wide open. Before we go into talking about anything more specific, make sure you can give me a call. If you want to get one of these tickets, I got two. Miss Jameson called, she got one. I got two more tickets left. It's for the Road to CONCACAF with the Gold Cup Women's Football. Bahamas versus Grenada tonight at 7 p.m. I got two more tickets, general admission for under 13 child, 13 and under, all right? So make sure you can give me a call or text me and I can be able to put them aside for you can just pick it up before you kind of shoot down there to the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium this evening. Telephone call on the line. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Hey, caller, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. And yourself?
I'm fantastic, man.
Well, you sound wonderful.
Praise God.
The previous caller asked the question, I'm going to paraphrase it. Why do we need other people to come into our country, invest in us, and at the same time redefine us?
Mm.
And yet we have leaders like someone who you're trying to get to come on your show, mm-hmm. who has no interest in talking to us. So these people who are trying to redefine us really are not concerned about talking to us. They just want to redefine us because there's no way I can go in China, so you could know. I cannot go in China and set up a business and do it the way I do it in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. You can come in the Bahamas and appreciate freedom, but I can't go in China and appreciate anything. I have to stay within your boundaries. In fact, I'm going to have the police visiting me, following me. Someone's going to be assigned to me. Right? If I use any media, TikTok, you name it, they're going to be watching me. But here, we're so free and loose like a whore. We have a prime minister who's flying around the world trying to tell the world what to do, but they can still do what they can still do what they do, and they can still pollute the place. So he's wasting his time. So why is it that we are so concerned about other people and not us? Your previous caller asked the
question. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. Watch me. Because I want you to go, I want to ask you this question. I can play devil's advocate for the purposes of opposing your position. When you start to talk about people unable to do what they desire in our country. If I was this person that you talk about, the first thing I would say, well, the Free National Movement has been the organization to perpetually acquiesce, genuflect to foreign direct interests and modifying policy to ensure that they can accommodate persons coming in, right down to the commercial enterprise bill. Then what you can say to that?
To the point where you don't even have to say how much people you're bringing. You're automatically going to
have... But the FNM did that.
But see, that's how stupid we are. This goes to show you how stupid we are as black people. We are laying out the red carpet. We are laying out all our virgins to just... You just come in and take them all. What's so stupid with us that we're just going to allow this to continue to happen? Why are we doing this? The Chinese don't allow you to come in and bring as many people you want to work in, even though they need people now because the young folks ain't having no children. So China is going to be in a deep, big problem. That little currency they're trying to come up with ain't going to work because it ain't going to stand against the U.S. dollar. But I'm with the devil. What? Here's the deal. We need to stop allowing our country to be raped by other countries. Here we got somebody just came from Africa talking a bunch of garbage. His country is landlocked, but he won't see value in us. And, you know, our prime minister laid out the red. Why are we laying out the red carpet for other people and not for the Bahamians?
Wow.
Give me a chance to invest in my country. Why other people have to come in and redefine me? It's been going on from slavery, Howard. You have someone who coming on your show who even want to talk to us. But yet still he's been in politics for all his life.
I fighting for him to get here. He ain't give me no...
Listen. Let me tell you, don't waste your time with him because he's on his way out, and I'm so glad him and a bunch of them who with him could be gone soon, and maybe we could rebirth.
My God.
We could renew.
I appreciate the telephone call.
We could breathe. We could come up above and get a breath of fresh air. Let's get rid of all of them.
And who we can put in?
People like you.
You need to stop.
People like you, Howard.
And the first thing they can do is...
Because you got a family. See, the people you're trying to get on your show, they ain't got no family. They ain't got nothing to live for. You have a family. That's the difference.
You doing too much, sir? I appreciate you.
That's the difference, Howard.
You need a family
to live in this life.
Yeah, but they got something to live for. I can't throw the people under the bus and say things like this. Let's be decent. In the space of decency, that's how we do this thing here. Now, I want to say something before we go to our last break for the news. You say something would cause something to pop in my head. You start to talk about the transformation of our country and being able to really redefine. That's the word you use. You say redefine us. That's what you said. And then you said we are laying out all of our virgins. I thought it was bananas. That's what you said. You said we're laying out all of our virgins. Let me just story time. Based upon what you say, story time. When a stranger came into Gomorrah, and the stranger had a certain type of posture that caused the debauchery that existed in the place to gravitate towards him. He stayed with Lot. Y'all remember this? And as he stayed with Lot, the fellas come knocking at the door. Where's this stranger? Now, during this biblical time and era, your responsibility was to always ensure that you accommodated your guests accordingly. Because you never knew if you were actually accommodating angels. We know this from biblical texts. This stranger came, and the debauchery that existed in this city, Gomorrah, Sodom, was so blinded by their desire to be able to gravitate and grab on to their personal passion, their lust, that they rejected the idea and the principle of accommodating your neighbor, accommodating these particular persons. And Lot, in his position, did his best to say, please don't bother with the guests. Take my daughters. What the fellas say? We don't want your daughters. My question is this redefinition that you talk about, is it really taking our character and our substance that we don't hold fast to anything? We have no more anchor in this country. And once it got a green back on it, we're coming after it. Once it's the Yankee dollar, we're coming after it. Producer, you got to give me that song, Yankee Dollar. You got to do that before we get out of here. Once it is the Yankee dollar, we're pursuing that. I want to talk like this, ladies and gentlemen. We're chopping this thing down today and being able to get these things done. I don't know if you can still hear me. Text me. Let me know if you can hear the show and whatnot. Be able to be a part of it. We've got two more tickets for this evening. We want you to be able to be a part of that also. The line's going to be wide open. Let's talk like we're talking for national growth and development right here on the foundation. We're going to take this quick commercial break. We're going to do some commercials and then get to news and be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
The foundation. We'll be back right after this.
Too many debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 352-6676.
Tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin, sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it
is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with The Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
You've tried everything. ASUS, with your mother's cousin, sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bs.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
The foundation.
How the dollar wine a go on, sir, man? Dollar wine a take life. Because I just dollar do it in a man. I just dollar. Jamaican girls, who no fish a coat. The way who no adas, who no rule the gold cup. England girls, who no fish a coat. The way who no adas, who no rule the gold cup. New York girls, who no fish a coat. The way who no adas, who no rule the gold cup. Canadian girls, who no fish a coat. The way who no adas, who no rule the gold cup. Me back, things a go for you, but nothing a go on for she. Tell the young girl, learn the dollar style.
That's the Dollar Styling, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company. This is The Foundation, chopping that thing down today. Be a part of the conversation. The lines are wide open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Or hit me up, 422-4796. Let's just shoot straight, man. The perpetual, relentless pursuit of the Yankee dollar, the dollar stylee, that dollar wine, that money that causes people to move, which is your motivation, in many instances, has caused us to be able to reject, deny, suppress, malnourish the conviction that existed inside the walls of this country, within the confines of this country. I just got a text. I want to read this little text to you guys. People are telling me that they can't hear it. Is that so? That they can't hear the show. Can you hear it? Do we have any issues? No? If you have any issues, just give me a text. Or maybe you can't hear me. I don't know, right? I'm not going to fight you, right? Let me see if I can read this text. This text just came to. Good afternoon, Howard. I was in my car listening and your station went down. It's still down. I'm hoping that we got fix that. This is a text that just came in, and she says, but I have to disagree with you. The situation between the East and the West is not simple. It's about global domination, and we are just a pawn and nothing else. My thoughts and many others. That's a heavy text. As pawns, I guess we don't determine our own. As pawns, it says that that the conversation about sovereignty and autonomy is a facade, it's not real. That for the decisions that we claim that we can make, for the strength that we believe that we have, for this posture and position that our current prime minister is taking, whether he's talking the G77, whether he's on a G7 or on an Airbus, as he's traveling all over the world to COP26 to be able to strategically and specifically speak to the Clinton initiative, global initiative, where he's taking this kind of a posture to be able to talk about what's happening over the world, around the world in the country. And not just the country, he's become the champion of the region. He's championing the cause of climate change in the region and how it affects the small island nations. So if we start to talk about the fact that we're only pawns, then this is a facade. And the only thing that's happening here is that we see leadership after the people of these small island nations elect them to ascend to a seat of representation. After they find themselves nestled in this seat, they feverishly look at something else. Forget the people who put you there and start to work on yourself. So now you're working on or trying to jockey a position for sustainability outside of the realm of politics into a global space where money moving rapidly. I just got a text. The guy said he has Michigan State did a study. Let me see if I can open it up. Michigan State did a study on Caribbean seagrasses provide services worth $255 billion annually. He goes into, I didn't read the entire article, but it goes and speaks specifically to the Bahamas. So when I tell you that in 7 years, which is 2030, there's a 2030 agenda. In 7 years, which is 2030, there is projected to be over $23 trillion. This climate change industry, this industry about the blue economy, the red economy, well, the blue economy, the aquamarine economy, the orange economy, about preservation, climate change, so forth, $23 trillion. And we get a bunch of grass right here doing some stuff. Well, as we look at alternative avenues of how we can be able to incorporate grass in our society. There's different grass now. One is seagrass and one is ganja. Let's talk like this. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard, what's up, man?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Hey, I'm listening to you. You know, you made the statement about the prime minister going to these co-op, this and this environmental conference and all this, you know. But I see that as just a bull over the behemoth people's eyes, because you're making all these speeches at all these conventions, all these different forums. But what are you doing to curb the problem at home? What incentives are you giving to citizens for taking their house off the grid? What incentives are you giving to the power company for taking themselves off fossil fuel? You see what I'm saying?
I like you. I can do this. So, you ain't getting nowhere yet. You can stay right here with me. Say what you got to say, but don't go nowhere. Go ahead.
So check this out, right? Where's the incentive for homeowners to come off the grid? Where's the incentive for citizens for buying EV vehicles? Wind, solar homes, or even the government buildings. What are you doing to take the government buildings off the grid? So again, you around the world preaching about the environment, the environment. But what are you doing at home?
Now I can ask you this question, right? What can you say? I can let you finish. Now I can ask you this question. Watch me. While you gave me that good theory, I like that. That's a good theory. In theory, talk to me about the practical reality that exists in this country today. Do you believe what you say just now is even possible under this current condition? I ain't talking about administration. I ain't talking about under the current condition of how our country is run by who is truly in place from the economy standpoint. Do you believe that's possible?
No, I don't think it's possible because too many people have their hands in the proverbial cookie jar.
Talk to me.
We got to look at who's involved in these different entities and who's profiting from these different entities.
Talk to me.
So it's not in the government, not the government. It's not in these MPs
mm-hmm.
or these government official interests
mm-hmm.
To take people off this, to take the country off this,
mm-hmm.
because you're taking money out of their pocket.
Mm-hmm. Now, watch me. I can be decent. The reason why I believe that campaign finance reform could change this entire country is because it eradicates what happens behind closed doors and who actually gives political organizations, who funds political organizations. Because the truth is, if you lobby and go against those people who fund you behind closed doors, because there's no transparency, then you would see a great difference in our country and how it's ran. But there is allegiance, both FNM and PLP, behind closed doors, to certain organizations, companies, individuals who take care of their party. Talk to me about it.
But not just their Senate allegiance, or not just, you know, if we do campaign finance reform. What if we do cabinet disclosure reform, or I guess these cabinet members, let them, you know, I mean, declare properly. Because we don't know, again, we don't know what interests these cabinet members have with these organizations, what they're lobbying for or lobbying against. So let's take it a bit further. Let's do cabinet ministers or even government officials disclosure forms or report. Because we need to know why you have an interest in this particular bill, or why you have an interest against this particular bill.
I like what you say, my brother. You put some heavy things on the table. Thank you so much for your telephone call, guys. The lines are wide open. If you want to be able to participate, if you want to get down and do your thing, give me a call, 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. So it says, blessings, producer, Mr. Showhouse, please check the fix of the FM radio transmission single, please. Everything went crazy around 12:40 noon, producer radio show. Your clear FM radio signal is gone. Okay, no problem. We're going to do it. You know, we have some weather issues today. Hearing you fine on 96.9 website, watching you guys. If you're having any issues, check me out. Guardian Radio 96.9, GuardianTalkRadio.com, GuardianTalkRadio.com. You can be able to do that. So it says, our country's borders are being overrun by our illegal neighbors. Well, hold on. Our neighbors can't be illegal, right? When they're in their capacity as neighbors, I don't think they're illegal. I'm just reading. I'm not gonna fight you. I'm just reading. Right? Saying by our illegal neighbors to the south, right? If they still to the south as our neighbors, they ain't illegal. They really supposed to be. Now, when you spill and slip and kind of tiptoe over into our space, then we can start to talk about illegality, right? It says, and yet our prime minister ignores it and travels on a lavish trips abroad. Where are his priorities? Two different texts. Where are his priorities? Okay. Y'all don't like me to talk like this, you know. I know you don't. Because it causes you to ponder and really think whether or not there is any semblance of truth to it. I am telling you, there are two campaigns going on. And this is not because someone told me this. I can see. For he that have eyes, let him see. He that have ears, let him hear. Disattach yourself, separate yourself. Isolate yourself from the noise that exists in the marketplace and look at what's going on. There is a plan A and a plan B. Plan A, let's get back in, identify those voices internally within the country that could be able to lead influentially in one direction or another. And if that doesn't work, plan B, let me ensure that I secure myself. Y'all don't like to talk to me like this. And I don't necessarily believe that, because I'm heavy on management and the ability for you to be able to not necessarily pull yourself up by the bootstrap, but understand how to work out your talent and your skill. I don't believe that the prime minister or any prime minister needs to hold your hand, or the cabinet ministers. I believe that you should have autonomy in your space. And so maybe this is you just pushing back at the tradition that exists of always having our prime minister speak to every matter on the ground. Maybe that's what the space is. Maybe that's what you're pushing back from. But I really believe that he's working feverishly. It's in Botswana in the middle. Landlocked. He probably didn't see the ocean for a while. He come here and they was on the boat. Landlocked. He wants to be near the water, to come here and have a conversation about what we can do together. This is bananas to me. I'm grateful for the relationships that we're forging locally and abroad. regionally, internationally, and otherwise. I'm grateful for the kind of recognition that we're getting. But what value is it for the Bahamian people? Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Howard Grant, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up, Ciela?
I hope you take the time to engage me on this. On the argument concerning, it's kind of like a like an informal fallacy when we begin to use the fact that these people are benefiting directly or even indirectly from the oil thing, because some changes have happened concerning how that's done. And we could go into details of that, but how whole energy is done. The problem is that the Bahamas is a carbon-based taxation economy, and the government depends on taxing almost all the derivatives of taxing for its income. And so when you start talking about moving away from this carbon-based economy, which the Prime Minister is supposed to be running around and mm-hmm. representing the Caribbean, mm-hmm. I don't see any other Caribbean islands line up saying he's speaking for us, mm-hmm. right? One time he had that opportunity to say he was speaking from the platform of CARICOM that has since now been removed. And so that whole argument concerning the impact the Bahamas making around the world cannot be demonstrated in any type of database study. Mm-hmm. But when you look at, how you say, China and all these other different things that are involved, they are deeply involved. The G20 is involved in a carbon environment also. Even in their exports. Mm-hmm. So the question then becomes, so if you go into a food store, right, look at all of the shelf. Go into a shopping mall, actually, and look at every single thing. And you'll see carbon directly tied into it. I mean, for instance, we said in the Bahamas, I went into the store, bought my chicken in a plastic bag in a styrofoam container. I bought my cookies in a plastic container, wrapped in a plastic wrap. I bought my cornflakes, which inside of it was another plastic-type environment from carbon. I ran and chose my rice, which was in another plastic, whatever. And I go on and on. And then they tell me that the straws was going to kill the world.
Yeah.
So these were like crazy arguments that we don't have in context, that how do you move from whatever. Even when we start talking, I hear people talk about the solar energy. There's an end product of solar energy in 20 years that we'd have to deal with. And we want to have a conversation for adopting solar without addressing it. We can't get rid of the garbage we import now out of the country. So what are we going to do in 2 decades when these so-called thousands of things that we get in for solar, including batteries and all these other things, comes to the end of life? What is our strategy for dealing with those? We can't account for the oils, the car oils, or the radiator fluids and the tires and all these things we already import, to the tunes of thousands of tens of thousands of gallons per year. And so when you start talking about this concept of the Prime Minister creating this building environment, and you spoke about it, the blue economy, the green economy, the ocean economy, mm-hmm. the carbon economy, the circular economy, all these different things, we cannot find a single strategy for those. We talk about the influence that China is trying to have. We have no position in it because China is moved away from some of these other practices they've had. And they've now moved into the fight for digital supremacy. And that's where, if you pay attention to what happens between Donald Trump and as president and China, was a fight for digital supremacy. Mm-hmm. And within that even came in the post office came into that, the World Trade Organization came into that, and a host of other different things. So we always have these conversations from an economic standpoint and from a development standpoint by looking at the 10% of the iceberg. Not understanding is the 90% that drives the 10% that you see. And so when we start talking about where we are, who we are, and what we need to do, we start talking about the need for foreign direct investment. We don't have a foreign direct investment regime, We have a foreign direct ownership regime. Foreign direct investment is access to global capital. What we do is we invite people to come in. And
but for
own
who?
Us.
For who, though? For who?
For us.
But when you say right. For us, that is for the Bahamas government
for Bahamians,
to
that
keep
is the
Bahamian buoyant. But
no,
for the individual entrepreneur, for those yes. persons who are actually being able to move towards developing themselves outside of the ball and chain of labor, we don't have access to that.
Right. But and here's what happens, though. Believe it or not, access is here. But the problem is because we are so digitally naive, we still think that banks, the pimps in the room, is the place to go for loans. And we still have these practices being exhibited by the government in the Development Bank, in the SBDC, and all of these different things that we have simply pigeon-toed this type of development. When we, at the same time, we're screaming out the DARE bill, oh, fintech, regtech, suptech, all these other fintech, all these different things, right? No, nothing exists for it to give access to those portals to individuals who can have access to the billions of dollars in the marketplace because, literally speaking, it's not the people's fault that they don't know because it's all based on leadership. But individuals, we talk about this tourism product where we're now in the so-called fifth social revolution that changes the dynamics of tourism and everything else, where we used to provide sun, sand, sea, and service. Now we just got rid of service and just sit around screaming sun, sand, and sea, which is natural occurrence.
We ain't service no more. Yeah.
No, right.
Yeah.
And so we keep superficially talking about things as opposed to having intelligent debates concerning ideas and how to shape it. We allow our politicians to give us soundbite. You can't find a single policy position that has been published anywhere in the last 30 years. Can't. That you can take.
I like what you say about this, though. I like what you say about the soundbites concept. And I got a couple more calls, so I got
to
be able to.
I'm just saying to this, until we actually demand more. We don't have to know what is it and explicitly we want, but we at least have to know that what we have is not it. And so when you start talking about the potential of who will replace these individuals, I really think it's time for us to purge Parliament of these institutional representation for the last 30 years, going back to 1992, who's there. And they don't mind the new faces. These institutions are the megaliths in the room.
In 2001, the Twin Towers fell in New York City. In 2001. And the great superpower that we know to be America, I said, in 18 months, they can have this thing back. They continue to be able to talk about ground zero. My question to you, as I say that, if you purge Parliament entirely, we will perpetually be at ground zero, looking for not necessarily leadership or individuals who have an allegiance to the institutions of our country, but looking for those persons who could be able to have an allegiance and commitment to the people of those constituencies who put them there. And watch me see, Alan.
You could do that.
Conditionally, whether it be from an educational standpoint, whether it be from a political standpoint, in our communities, we're not taught to have a national commitment to people.
Yeah, but Howard, is that because, you know what? How do you choose what has never been offered?
That's what I said, but you're saying purge. If you purge, then you can put them.
What I'm saying to you, you could take a leadership, right? Let's say, for instance, this government is landlocked in moving forward. I don't care what anyone say. So if we now get to be educated, we can look to Mr. Pintat and say to him, you will not be coming to us with what your agenda is. You will not be coming to us with your last-minute candidacies. We can actually begin to make demand right now for him to develop explicit policy positions and show that we're not wanting you to run anything. We want you to do what developed countries around the world do.
But Pintard has shown us that he's on the trajectory to do the exact same thing as the men and women before him. I had to let you go because you and I could talk all day. And I got a couple more calls here, but I got to take this commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, let me take this commercial break. I see the lines are lit up. We're going to be able to do that. Let me take this commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation. We'll be back right after this. It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95. Including that, this Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
We've been with you from the very start, leading the way and providing you with the best in primetime sporting experiences. From one goal to the next, you can count on us for full access to the best sports channels at home or on the go. Make Rev your only choice. Visit Rev.bs. Every match, every game, every moment. Rev, your home for sports. America
completely run out of it. Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them on 242-356-0249.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Ooh, bamboo. La, 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 la. Working for the Yankee Dollars. Yes. I feel like you, you know, semi-cute. I want you know me dress up in a famous suit. Me don't want you come and mash me with your water boot. Because I trill on you, you know say me cute. It's just a big, big bamboo, bamboo.
La, 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 la.
Working for the end.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company, the foundation, working for the Yankee dollar. Bananas. Are you losing a little bit of yourself? I made a joke the other day. I heard this kind of a meme. I played it maybe six or seven times. The guy says, we don't have the luxury of being sick. He died three times today. It is hard. But he got bills to pay. Working for the Yankee dollar. Let's talk about these things. The lines are wide open if you want to be a part of it. Let me see if I can go right to the lines right now. Calling on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Is that me?
Hey, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, you grading anything today?
You can be great, cousin.
Anyway, I get the PRP and the FNM rises, the FNM too, because all the government are continuous. We get about two of them, negative Z minus plus negative zero.
Hold on.
Can I say something else too? Can I say something else?
Negative Z minus? I think the two negatives work out to a positive. You need to stop. What you do? Go ahead.
Can I say something else too? I know I talked to you before about your plans. I'm not seeing this speed bump.
In where? In Anglesey?
Fifth Street to Grove. But they speed bump to Mother Pratt corner.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandma's asking me speed bump to this corner for years.
Fifth Street, the Grove. Hold on. Let's be clear about
this.
And Angleston on Fifth Street, the Grove.
No, Fifth Street. Yeah, Fifth Street.
You're looking for speed bumps. That's the big, big
thing. I know what they're talking about. Cause when they happen
you have it or you want it to be repaired? You ain't got no speed bumps through there right now?
No speed bumps. But I just want to say, when they happen in power, they give me a position to carry the whole. Everyone to this corner, the 50.
Hold on, the FNM was ever in power in Angleston?
No, yeah, they was in power.
Hold on. That ain't what they're asking you. Was the FNM ever in power in Anglesden?
No, listen carefully. She was the MP for Anglesden, but the FNM was in power. And she told me to get a petition to get for speed bump to this corner. And I did that. Now, all of a sudden, they're saying, I have to get a petition and talk to people again.
Hold on. It sounded like you lived through Anglesden for a long time. In 2002, you talked about this speed bump, or you didn't need it then?
We didn't talk about speed bump at that time. My grandma's talking to my great-grandma's talking to that. And my mother's talking, and I even talked to it.
My God. So that's 3-4 generations of people talking about one speed bump. And the only time you're telling me that Glenys Hannah Martin, the member of parliament for Anglesden, the only time she talked about you, she said to you, get a petition together under the former administration with the FNM. Yeah. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, now that's what happened.
Okay.
Now, when I got the petition, I got about 95% of people to this corner because they're saying they didn't want speed bumps to this corner back then. Now they said, now we're not in PLP empowering now. I have to go back to the same people them again.
Why are you going to the constituency headquarters office? She got generals who have responsibility of being able to hear this. You do that first. You talk to them.
I've been there.
Because, us Bahamian people, we supersede everything. We ain't going to go to protocol. Protocol, go to them first.
That's what I did. Okay, what I'm trying to say is this. Now I have to get another petition. I talk to people again. That make me look. That make me look like I ain't making no sense.
That make you look like you're campaigning. Which time you trying to take Jim Glenys' job?
I'm not campaigning. I even tell you, if I run, trust me, they ain't gonna like it if I run.
It's only one prime minister in Anglesden. That's Glenys.
No, the thing we don't get to one. Brave, the only reason why, I right now, the only reason why Brave traveling a lot because back in the day, people say he can't travel because he was a criminal lawyer.
No,
we need to put it out there right now. People are scared to say what they
got
to say.
Hold on. I want you to be scared too, because we on the radio, you ain't get me sued today. Because I come in right to 5th Street, the Grove, right where them bump is, we can stay right by you. Because you look like you was going to travel in some different territory. You need to stop. All right? If you're going to be decent, text it to me, and I'll be able to say it for you. Let me modify it accordingly. Let me take the next telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead. Is the caller? No? I got it. All right, guys, give me a call. We're here. We're in full effect. You can get me sue up today. These fellas itching. You know, there's lawyers in this country. They need a job. Let's do this and be able to hit these things here. So it says, it's a text. I think he texted. I can read it. So he says, Howard, did you tune into the press conference last week with the Prime Minister and the President of Botswana? This is Prime Minister Davis was clear on his policy regarding exploitation of the natural resources 2 years later. And the Ministry of Natural Resources, led by Von Miller, has nothing going on. Von Miller is a disgrace. He only wanted to be in cabinet. I think that was too heavy. I think it was like a sharp. It wasn't 45 degrees, like a slippery slope. I feel like it was about a 32 degree slope, but it was too deep. It was quick, psh, bop. You threw Von Miller under the bus. You have to know that there's collective responsibility in the cabinet of the Bahamas. And no matter your agenda that comes to the very forefront, if it doesn't meet the legislative agenda to be able to execute under this administration, because you only got 5 years, watch me. If it doesn't meet those things, sometimes it is suppressed and kind of shuffled to the bottom of the pile. I know Von Miller personally. Von Miller is my MP, my constituency in Golden Isles. And he's committed to being able to come here on the show to us with us and have good conversations. I've been waiting for that to happen. But I don't want to be able to say that he is a disgrace. I believe that the agenda is conflicting. This legislative agenda and the pronouncements that are made conflicts with the application of what we see on the ground every day. Whether it's all the BMW bikes that's coming in, whether it's all the trucks that's coming in, all the fuel-operated vehicles, fossil fuel-operated vehicles that Lenin took out on the mission. Whether it's the perpetuation and idea of being able to continue to do what they're doing in Clifton, the Bankosi fuel, whether it's the idea of, you know, some other things. I just got a call this morning from South Andrews. And this kind of an act, this morning, Howard Grant just got a call this morning from South Andrews to say that there is a significant spike in cancer and how young women are dying as a result of whatever is happening in that environment. Let's be very clear about this. It's a tricky position, you know. And the cabinet of the Bahamas is not going to be an easy thing. Because your heart tell you that this is an easy, yeah, man, yeah, we're going to be transparent. We're going to do what we can do. And when you ascend to this position, it's shrouded in not necessarily secrecy, but you're exposed to some things. You remember Barack Obama? Barack Obama used to bounce when he stopped smoking them cigarettes. You remember that? He used to bounce up and everything that, yeah, he's feeling healthy and whatnot. Black hair in 2008? Yeah, that nice black hair coming there, America. You remember that? In no time, his hair was white. Because what you're exposed to, it gets you old quick. You hear Jeffrey Lloyd sit with us and said, Angel Gabriel got to come down with his passport, his land paper from heaven, the declaration from God got to come down with a signature from God and a notary public from heaven for him to know to get back in politics. That's what he say. Politics are, you know, easy thing to get in. You can't throw my boy Von Miller under the bus like that. That's one part. The second part, I think he wanted to be in cabinet. I think he wanted to be in cabinet. Listen, you got to negotiate your space, baby. You got to do what you got to do. He was out of the Free National Movement. It was done for him. It was over. He knew it was over. And so, he used his card. Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven, go to the PLP. You'll become a cabinet. Praise God. Father, I ain't messing with you, my brother. Don't fight me, right? Let's do this. So it says, Brave is doing the traveling he couldn't do without the red diplomatic passport. You are wilding out. Y'all are doing a lot. So it says, Von Miller has a cabinet position by Jerome Fitzgerald, has the power over natural resources like carbon credits. That's the text that's coming through. So he says, Howard, of course you can have neighbors in other countries that enter your country illegally. Yes, of course you can have neighbors that enter your country illegally. But you said illegal neighbors. That's two different things. So don't fight me with that. BPL limits you on how much solar you can install at your home with a grid-tied system. Prime Minister Davis is on a global PR tour, but is disingenuous. In certain spaces, I believe that he is. And if you're going to be very clear and honest with transparency, the allegiance, and whether it be the Sunshine Boys, whether it be the Focal Group, whether it be any of these persons who have established themselves over generations in this country to provide a sustainable strength and energy from these particular positions, you can't just squash them and push them aside. Can I say that? Don't clench. Don't clench when we say that. Let's just be very clear about it. Because there's no need for you to be able to look past that. There are relationships that fed your organization. There are relationships that was birthed out of your organization that continues to be able to find strength and sustainability over the course of generation now. A generation. And has a desire to be able to diversify its portfolio into being able to stretch its branches out into other areas to find strength. You cannot eradicate these things. That's why I said to you, there are two societies that exist here. There's a traditional society of yesteryear, and there's a technologically advanced society. For many of us, the only way we could find ourselves outside of that $30,000 a year, with your master's degree, you're making $35,000 a year. The only way you could find yourself in a position to be able to make some money and take care of your family and get one piece of property bigger than 50 by 28 is if you fill a need. That gray area that exists between traditional and progressive, no pun intended, just very clearly, technologically progressive society, that gray area there, that's where you can find your money by being able to bridge the two. Because you can't eradicate the traditional people. You need to know that's where the money is in this country. The only reason in this country you see traditional, whether it be traditional media, brick and mortar, traditional, all these things that can still find sustainability is because the people who have this in this country still rely on them. People who have money in this country still rely on them. It's the only reason. The world over, where there are progressive societies that modify based upon new technology that comes out, these things are fading. That's why we could be able to sometimes boast about the fact that we're 10 years, 15 years behind, because our society and the economy remains buoyant as a result of these areas. Let's take a next telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, Albert?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Sparky here.
Hey, Sparky.
Hold on a second. Let me turn this TV down. Got it down.
Mm-hmm.
Albert.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, Sparky. Right here.
You remember all that time I used to be talking about that property down the road that I wanted to farm and wanted needed to get to because they didn't do the access road?
And you had to, yeah. They picked the road for you.
Guess what just happened to me just now, Howard?
Talk to me.
I just got a call from Mr. Jobo Campbell, the MP for Centerville, mm-hmm. Valley Boy.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a call telling me that they all down there with the engineers, the tractor people and everything, and I just got a call to let me know that now I could tell my tractor people, get the tractors down there and go to the site.
Mm-hmm. You excited?
Hello?
You excited about this?
I'm excited about this. After all that rowing and cussing and carrying on, I just got confirmation from Jobo Campbell that they have completed the access road and everything to my property and I could go down there and start on Vigo Farm.
Shout out to Jobo Campbell.
Now, I'd like to say a shout out to Jobo Campbell. Just tell him, and Mr. Barry Wilmore and all the people down there from the Ministry of Waste, the Minister of Agriculture, they tell me they all down there to the site just to make sure that Sparky Road could get done. Thank you all, guys. I could be down there tomorrow if it don't rain.
But a cold Guinness. Thank you, my brother. It's good calling you, man. Good talking to you. Guys, some things are happening. Hey, let me tell you something. I feel like it's a strategic effort to always... Let me tell you something. Can I say this to y'all? I don't care what your politics is. Listen to me. The PLP is a bad organization. They bad. Let me tell you something. They bad. Every subsect of the organization, when there is an agenda, the whip is on and the organization understands what that means. Now, for all of y'all who are not in sync with your organization, there isn't leadership to say, all right, activate. And you don't have the kind of subsector leadership to tell you what to do, how to do it, when to do it. You have to be mad because your party trying to figure out what they can do if you have the same leader. You cannot be mad at a man with a strategy, even if you believe this strategy is demoralizing. You cannot be mad, right? I can tell you this story. Don't fight me. My wife can fight me, but I got to tell you this story. It's going to be quick. This is way before I was married. I always have to kind of give you that preamble. This is way before I was married because decency resides within my skin. Amen. Praise God. Look at me. Praise God. This girl was cutting up at me in Grand Bahama. Cutting right up at me. And I could feel, you know, we's man. We could tell the energy. She cutting right up at me. Smiling. She keep walking past me and cutting up, right? Look at this girl cutting up. So I stop. I say, listen, are you cutting up at me? She smiled. She said, huh? And one of my friends, he's supposed to be a friend. He's like a distant cousin. He said, hey, why are you talking to him? You know he getting married and they said that. I wasn't married yet. He said, you get it. That was his game. That was his strategy. My point to you is, no matter how demoralizing and lack of value you believe a strategy is, you got to have one. I don't see the F&M strategy. It cannot be to always squash and talk about what the PLP is doing and what they shouldn't be doing. What is your strategy to get the Bahamian people on your side, to get voters to give them, to repose the confidence in the Free National Movement to give you a vote? What's your strategy? Everybody in their ma is calling Howard to talk about how great the PLP is. And when you charge the atmosphere with this positivity, this leads to reciprocity. That's a principle of life. What you charging the atmosphere with? It's very clear. You mightn't like it, but it's this fella's strategy. And it's a bad boy strategy. You better get your game together if you're looking to be able to be victorious come 2026. Lines open before we get out of here. If you want to be able to talk about it like that, let's do this. So he says, so we read that already. He says, our prime minister all around the world talking about climate change, yet he's using bunker sea fuel in bed with the cruise ships and drenching our seas to accommodate mega yachts. Dredging, I suppose. It says, yes, Howard, our prime minister is championing the cause, but on the other hand, what are we doing as a country to that we are taking this serious? The prime minister is blowing hot air. The world not bothered by his calls. Show action in your own country, then we can take you serious. It's a text that's coming through, right? Let's see if we can read a couple more of these. It says, I'm not going to read that one. So it says, we have such low expectations in this country. We do cartwheels when a MP does something they are hired to do. We do cartwheels when the MP does something that they hired to do. You know how long Sparky has been calling? Do you know how long Sparky has been calling? Can I say that the PLP has identified the low-hanging fruit, the small issues that ain't gonna cost no money to fix, and strategically identified the loudest voices to do it for, to ensure that those voices can reverberate in society about how great it was able to execute this thing and provide some sort of accolades for the organization? Two things happened simultaneously, she said, just now. Jomo Campbell, fresh to the office, he get accolades. And rectifying this particular issue, low-hanging fruit, for someone who calls everyone's radio station every single day, was a good strategy. Maybe it didn't happen like that. You know, chances are it may just happen, but I doubt that. Because the PLP is wrapped and shrouded in strategy. No one cares about policy. Can I say that? Y'all don't like when I talk like this. Policy does not win government. If you're talking about winning. Policy does not win governments. That's why Fred Mitchell could be flippant. Because unless and until you have a good marketing strategy and approach to speak to the Bahamian people and a rhythm that can hypnotize them to voting for you, you will lose the general election. So, cut on your thing. And you got to be like the snake from Jungle Book. Trust in me. You remember the song? Trust in me. Producer, I won't know what may come out. Trust in me. Jungle Book. That's the snake sing that to us. We got to be clear about these things as we continue to be able to move forward. All this is hypnosis. It's time for us to wake up and understand our position. Everyone has their approach, their strategy. The question is, what is ours? As the electorate of the people of the Bahamas that's actually calling me from South Andres about increase in cancer, calling me about job opportunities and job losses, calling me about what's not happening in your constituency. What is your strategy? We still ain't talking about unification. We still ain't talking with one voice. Your strategy is, let's find another political organization to do it for us. Maybe the COI. I think this is absolutely bananas. Let me take this telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Lines are open if you want to be able to do that. I think it's absolutely bananas. Bananas. Caller. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, pleasant. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
And what's up, Anton? All is well.
All right. Good, good, good. I want to tell you and the nation a few words before you wrap up today, Howard. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
It's going to be PLP all the way. It's going to be ride the wave.
Is this Fred or Anton?
I don't. This is Anton.
Okay. Well, I say that because, you know, Fred is PLP all the way, right? Go
ahead. Hey, Howard.
Go ahead.
Look here. It's going to be ride the wave with Brave in 2026 and Chester Cooper. We ain't going nowhere, my brother. We are going to continue to dominate. We are going to empower. We are going to uplift. We are going to motivate. We're going to free up this country in ways unlike seen since the Lenin Finland and the first part of Hubert Ingraham's term as prime minister back in 1992.
That's when he was still a fresh PLP. You need to stop it. You need to stop it. You need to stop, Anton.
Can you hear me, Howard?
He still had the lift. He had the set of the PLP on him in early 92. You need to stop, Anton.
Can you hear me clearly, Howard? I want to say something on that.
Go ahead, let me hear you.
Look here. Hubert Ingraham told them, the Right Honorable Hubert Ingraham told them at a rally, at an F&M rally, on the F&M stage, on Prince Charles Drive.
Either, but he's a bigger PLP. He's more PLP. Anton, I'm going to let you go. I got too much calls, man. I appreciate the telephone call. The people cussing me or telling me I campaigning for the PLP. El Diablo es un mentira. I'm not. I'm going to read your text. Howard, it looks like your strategy is to downplay the F&M. Downplay the F&M on what? On what? On what? That's the question I have. Downplay the F&M strategy on what? The F&M has not identified. Listen to me. Most recently, there has been speculations about an internal poll within the organization. I'm reading these things. Speculations, accusations, right? About an internal poll that asks whether or not Minnis has that kind of a, did he still retain that kind of an authoritative position to lead the party, or would it be Pintard? This is the information that come into my phone. I ain't talking about these things because it ain't solidified in no space. But I'm saying to you, if this coming out, this is smoke. I don't know where the fire is because I ain't in the organization. So if the smoke bleeding out in all of the fire detectors, beep, 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 this is smoke. 2 years in, you're still trying to figure out if you get into convention, you ain't getting into convention, that's not a strategy. So downplay what? Unless and until you get your ducks in order, you get everything in a row, and you know how you're going to be able to execute this, you don't have a strategy. You're still trying to make a determination how you're going. So to ask me if I try to downplay the F&M strategy and how much is the PLP paying me, trust me, the PLP ain't paying me nothing. If you would know my business, the PLP could tell you how it has graciously denied them an opportunity to be able to do so. You need to stop it. Y'all don't know. You don't know. You don't know. So stop it. I can give 30 seconds to this caller. Caller, you got 30 seconds. Caller, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead. No? Next caller. Caller, 30 seconds. Next caller. Caller, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead. Hello? I can hear you shuffling the phone. Your pocket dial me. You got 30 seconds? No? You got 28 seconds. You're gone. I had to let you go. So let's be able to read these things. So he says, can someone bar that Kool-Aid that Anton has been drinking? Well, I don't know. That might be moonshine. You don't fight it, right? That might be New Day Shine, right? So it's a good afternoon. Where do these people live? VAT on breadbasket items, BPL bills triple, gas increase, inland revenue is a mess, the Prime Minister traveling everywhere, Keith Bell's mess, roads are a mess. This is just for starters. The grade is an F. That's a text that's coming through. Let's see if we can read some more. It says, Howard, you're right about the non-strategy of the FNM. I'm considered an FNM, and they don't listen, so I backed off. This is a text that's coming through. This is, apparently, you have not listened to the Parliament since September 2021. All red papers like the Nassau Guardian and Tribune all have simply to comprehend what Pintard has been saying. The comprehensions of what Pintard says and the applications on the street and the ability to pull people together is two different things. You fight me. I read the paper for you all the time. Apparently, this is your first time listening to the show. You need to stop it. And all your pontificating, we said this the other day, your pontificating in perpetuity is not going to get you nowhere. And it definitely ain't going to give you an opportunity to retain a particular seat. You need to stop. It needs to be strategy, unification, and executing what you have to. It's 2 o'clock. We fresh out of time. I see the lines are still lit up. I thank you guys so much for being able to tune in. Tomorrow, SBT, Small Business Thursday, we're going to be chopping this thing down tomorrow. I got a couple things lined up for you. Remember, say next week, Thursday, we can talk to the FNM. We can talk to them about that strategy. Next week, Tuesday, we can talk to them about their strategy. We can talk to them about these things. But if you want to put your strategy for your business on the table and let people know, the thousands that listen to us every single day, please hit me up, 827-0111, 827-0111, The Foundation with Howard Grant. We're going to take this, the show's over. I'm going to see you guys tomorrow right here, Guardian Radio 96.9. Stick and stay for Shivago Lang with Z Live right after this. Have a great day, guys.
The Foundation. Foundation.